Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all right, y'all already know what time that is, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good in the building. I ain't even set up. You know what I'm saying? It's just Freak the Fuck Out Friday, you know what I'm saying? I'm just finna freak the fuck out, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna get into some more crazy shit. I got Well, for the first album, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna freak the fuck out. Because I got a special guest going to come in about 1 o'clock. I got to hit on the phone, Ms. Barbara Brown, who's going to be featuring on the show in the later half. And right now, you know what I'm saying, we just finna, you know, to click next, something wrong. Oh, and let me see, I got Miss Black, you know what I'm saying, representing on the side early, you know what I'm saying, we up in here early trying to get some things done, and she playing DJ today for the unit, you know what I'm saying, big ups to the EOD unit, you know what I'm saying, holding down they run today, you know what I'm saying, going down, so she getting together the track list, you know what I'm saying, they gotta get up early in the morning and get they run on. I know I don't miss none of that shit though. Hell nah, let me see. Oh, I can't even send them. Oh, I can send them somewhere to download a Mega Mix. Hold on, all right. Got a Mega Mix I made. If you download it, can give you a link. Yeah, it's going down real big, trying to hook up, you know what I'm saying, with little funky tunes and everything to play at the, you know what I'm saying, to play for the run, you know what I'm saying. Big ups to the 5Ks, you know what I'm saying. Military be holding down for them 5K runs, boy. I ain't never lied on that. It ain't no joke. It's no joke. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, big ups to them. What is that? Oh, okay, I thought that was Eva O doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Okay. You've been holding down. They start to run in the morning, so you already know what time that is. Getting crunk. They getting crizzunk. Oh, now you here before I'm even here and shit. Big up to Miss Black holding down. You know what I'm saying? She got here before I was here. I just logged on. You know what I'm saying? We do this remote thing. You know what I'm saying? I can answer from anywhere in the world. Let y'all know that I'm her. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Let me see what's up. Hold on, let me try to click the caller online and see what it is. Hello, caller, hello.
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 You hear me?
Sound like motherfucking NY.
Yeah.
Goddamn Professor ED up in here early, beating me to the show and shit. I wasn't even long enough. You always sound like you just woke up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
I did. I did.
What you do? What you do for your nightlife?
Well, yeah, I'm up with my boyfriend like until like 5 every night.
Oh.
Yeah.
I ain't even finna ask, cause if you was my girl, I already know what we'd be doing 5 in the morning. Probably wouldn't be on this show.
You have a show yesterday. You had a show, right?
Yeah, do a show every day, man. But yesterday I was a little five shades in the wind, like your old people used to say. You know what I'm saying? I was fucked up, basically. So I started the show. And, I woke up at 1. I woke up like 1:17, you know what I'm saying? So I scheduled the show for 2 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I still did the show regardless. If y'all don't see me, you know what I'm saying, here, it's just, you know, general info, show info. If y'all don't see me on this show at the scheduled time, check back in like an hour, because that's the next time you can actually schedule a show, you know what I'm saying, an hour or maybe two after that. So it was 1:17, so all the times was taken up from 1:30, so I had to schedule it for 2 o'clock. And then that's when I came on and did it from 2 to 4. So I'm still on. I keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I do shows for the archive because people can still come back and listen. You know what I'm saying, on the archives, and, you know what I'm saying, still enjoy.
Did you talk bad about me yesterday for not showing up?
Nah, it was my fault, you know what I'm saying? I had to put it all on me. My homeboy cussed me out from California and shit, because right now, you know, it's 9 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's 9 in the morning now, so, yeah, I already know. I was like, I'm the morning breakfast and shit, you know what I'm saying? So today is International Freestyle Friday, Don't make me hang up on you. I need my freestyle.
You're gonna have to hang up on me.
Right. Damn, hell no, I ain't hanging up on you, damn it. Give you a few minutes, you gonna get to writing. Freestyle Friday on the show.
I had a death in the family. I can't write.
What happened?
You know? My cell phone died, so that's like a death in the family to me. And I'm
no,
really
oh, oh, no fucking way. No fucking way. You didn't just hold the fuck
yeah.
up. No fucking way. You just didn't say some goddamn
uh-huh.
shit like that.
I'm really sad. I'm sad
no,
right now.
Fucking,
I can't write.
Oh, hell no. Iraq, did you just hear that shit? Did y'all just hear that shit? Man, I've got Iraq listening in.
Which
and she said you called in to freestyle. I don't know what the hell is she at? I don't know. I ain't seen the chat room. I don't know how the hell she's listening to the show.
I don't see nobody in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm up in the chat room, but I ain't see her in the chat room. Hold on, let me see if my damn chat room even showing. Nah, Blog Talk be funny on the damn chat room shit. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up, y'all. I can pull mine up, of course, you know what I'm saying, but yours might not pop up. Hell, I romance that. Her ass is on. I ain't seeing her. Yeah, the chat room up. What you talking about, girl? I'm talking shit. I'm in it. I'm in it right now. I'm trying to scroll down. I can leave something in it. Yeah, show. Oh, it's your Goofy Bone. Okay, my dog Goofy Bone on the line. He in here. He in the chat room. So how you ain't in here? Goofy Bone. Good morning, all my Good morning, all my Californians out there, because that applies to everybody in California. You know what I'm saying? Good morning to y'all. I know y'all starting y'all day off correct. You know what I'm saying? How's DJ and across the lands? Smell so good. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't just a man. I'm just a man. Let's see if we can get some damn influence going on, man. Hold on. Man, 408, man. We got 408 in the building. Motherfucking Boners and Goofies. Goofies
hey.
Are bones. Man, listen here, brother. I need your influence. I need your peer pressure hard.
No, I just called right now because I heard that she don't even know who died, but she had a death in the family.
Man,
no,
let
oh,
me
no,
tell
no,
you.
No.
No, let, no, fuck that.
It was my cell phone.
My damn cell phone died.
And that I'm really sad because I need $150 to get it fixed.
Not battery died.
No, the damn phone is like completely fucked up, and I need $150. I think I need $150.
Well, make a mixtape.
Hey, and get on the grind. That's what we do.
What?
I don't give a shit. Whatever the hottest motherfuckers around, they'll put 20 of their ass on a CD. Burn 50 of the motherfuckers up, hit the streets, and tell them this is the hottest motherfuckers right now that's in the streets.
So you get an exclusive.
How to make money on the streets, you feel me?
Exactly.
Now, that's how we do it. That's as simple as we make money, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. As long as you got, well, see, coming from our aspect, you know what I'm saying? He's the artist, you know what I'm saying? I got artists as well as being an artist, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got personal tracks that we push it, we promote, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's that kind of, you know what I'm saying? So that's what makes it a little bit different between us and then the average cat that you run up on that might be selling mixtapes on the corner. And they ain't got nothing to do with the mixtapes. They just doing it for money.
I need to sell some drugs or something.
Damn drugs. Hey, this is our youth. This is our youth growing up right here. You hear our youth, Goofy?
Well,
you hear our youth,
that's
man.
That's how I grew up, man. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean,
that's how you grew up, but she's not in that setting to have to grow up like that.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, but
you know
I
what I'm saying? Long Island? She's in Long Island, man. What's the doing for fun in Long Island?
Nothing.
Man, y'all got something popping off.
I don't believe that, man. I've been
out
there. I've been out
New York. Shit.
I part in every borough and every, you know, every hood out there. Like, I went to New Jersey And, man, I partied hard out there. It was they had some good cats out there, man. Shout out to all of them.
I'm not a partier, though.
Well, what do you do then? Well, tell me, what do you do, girl?
I don't do anything. I hang out with my friends, and that's it. We chill, and that's all.
You need to party. How old are you again?
19. I go to clubs every once in a while, but I don't. There's not many clubs that you can be like 18 and get in. I mean, 19.
Wait,
I'm 19. Sorry.
What did they say? Oh, 21, 21 and up.
Yeah, they're all 21 and up.
Don't you know any frat friends?
Do I know what?
Like any college buddies or anything like that? Go to college parties. They don't ask for ID.
Yeah, so don't. They get you fucked up for the free.
Exactly.
Take it to. Man, let me tell you, I went to a damn college party down here. Now, this was last year, so this is when I turned 30, you know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go in. And my homeboys now, they, you know what I'm saying, they hang out at a college party. So I went, you know what I'm saying, and stepped into this motherfucker. I felt like I was stepping back into time and shit. I'm like, god damn, am I partying with my kids and shit? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, the fuck? At the same time, you know, I ain't got no kids, so I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, hey. You run up against me, I know you won't belong to me, so it's all the poppies. And everybody in some bitches 18, so shit, you have passed the criteria. Yeah. They in there bouncing around, jumping around, shit, drinking. So I'm like, what the fuck are they drinking? You know, I smoke, so I stepped to the host, you know what I'm saying, of the party. I was like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, can you smoke in here? He was like, shit, man, fire that shit up. Because I noticed nobody in the motherfucker was smoking. And nobody. I was like, oh. Shit, you done fucked up with me. Went to the bathroom, hit that bathroom, rolled up by three of them motherfuckers real quick. Bam, bam, bam. Came back out, fired that shit up in the air. Bitches looking at me like, oh, shit, the party finna fucking get started. Everybody, I mean, all, it, you know, it was predominantly, you know, white party and shit. You know what I'm saying? The chick, there were about three black chicks sitting on the couch. And me and the host was the only black dudes and my homeboy that was there. So it was probably about four black dudes, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, man, when that herb got in the air, oh, man, it's like it was a motherfucking frenzy just popped off. One big dude that looked like he was probably my age, you know what I'm saying? He bounced around like he knew like how to dance and shit. This motherfucker had a whole gallon of wild turkey in his hand.
A gallon of what?
A gallon of wild turkey. Now, I understand. Let me bring you into the world of alcohol, so you won't experiment with it when you least if you do. Never buy no alcohol at no motherfucking plastic bottle. If that shit has been sitting in a plastic bottle, you want to probably leave that shit alone.
Oh, I've drunk out of those. I've drunk out. My friend gave it to me though.
You want to leave that shit? That's wrong shit to be fucking with. If it ain't in a glass bottle, you want to leave that shit. Alcohol is so strong that it melts through anything eventually. You know what I'm saying? So even if it's sitting in that thick-ass plastic, that thick-ass plastic is deteriorating while that goddamn strong-ass alcohol is sitting in it.
Does it make it better? Like, does it make
Hell
it stronger?
No, that shit makes it most dangerous. You're drinking plastic. Is that healthy for you? Does that sound cool to be drinking plastic?
I don't know. I got to...
Does that sound cool to drink plastic, though?
No.
All right, that's all I'm saying. Liquid plastic is not cool. That's not good for your insides. So I fucked around, and he passed the shit to me. Well, you know, I let the peer pressure go on there. Fuck it, let's have a good time. I took this goddamn shit to the head. Man, now I'm just as fucking ignorant as this motherfucker is. Jumping around in a 5x5 living room and shit with 30 people in the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And we wilding out, man. We passing the blunts around and shit. By this time, all the girls done came around me and shit. I'm like, okay, party time. It's party time. Everybody want to smoke. Crabbing ass motherfucker. One time for you crabbing ass college kids out there. You sons of bitches is some crabs. I don't know what the fuck y'all spending y'all book money on. You better spend it on some good weed and not all about books.
I've never paid for weed.
Yeah, the motherfuckers, they don't spend no money on weed. They wait till somebody else comes. They do smoke, though. Don't get it wrong. The motherfuckers might not ever have none.
Let me ask you a question. I was smoking with somebody about a week ago. I don't smoke that much, but when I do, like, they're just, like, take a hit or whatever. Like, they give me the blunt, and I start smoking, and I just smoke the whole thing. Are you supposed to, like, stop at a certain point? Because I feel bad now, because now I hear that people, like, expect you to only take, like, a couple of hits and give it back.
Well, the rule is you puff two times and you pass. So
I ain't never heard that. You would have got your ass hit in the face if you smoked my whole blunt. I would have hired a female to smack the dog shit out of you.
Oh,
man.
I think,
yeah, have you ever seen Friday?
Yeah, but
you
I've
didn't
never...
put in on this, man. See, yeah, hell no, preacher. You ain't no 2020. If you ain't put in on it, you puff and pass my shit the fuck back. And you say you was choking, so you sitting there actually wasting Mary Jane all to the universe?
Huh?
Hey, but were you high, though?
I was drunk, and then I was getting high, so I don't know if I was...
Nah, you were fucking shit up. That's what you were doing. You were fucking shit up. Right. Either you're going to be high, or you're going to be drunk. It ain't no
two. Why not both?
Hell no, because you already high. That's what alcohol do. It's just another high. It's a different form of a high, but it's still a high. You know, drunk is being high. That means your brain is not regularly functioning like it was if you didn't take that substance. Same thing with Mary Jane. You know, your brain is not functioning like it would if you wasn't on that same shit. It's either super slowed down, which it should be. It should be super slowed down and concentrating. That's normally what it do to me. It slows me down to a point where I can just see shit more clearly. If you seeing anything else, then you better make sure you smoking just Mary Jane and not that trick daddy shit or embalming fluid. You know, motherfuckers be lacing weed with embalming fluid.
Oh man,
yeah,
heard that one.
Man, I did some shit like that down here. I hit that shit, man. I was seeing spots and all other kind of shit. I don't fought a couple of people over some damn weed down here. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I feel like, you know, tell me before I start smoking. You know what I'm saying? Just tell me you're going to put some shit in it. So when you tell me you put something in it besides just a Mary Jane, I'm going to tell you go ahead and put that shit over there and I'll fire up. And you take that shit home and don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I got it. Oh man, so we got a motherfucking, we need some New York people to call up, man. We need some damn New Yorkians to call up so they can cuss your ass out for talking
me?
About you. Yeah, you. Talking about you can't party and you in the damn party fucking city of the world and shit.
The city that never sleeps and stuff.
That never sleeps. How in the hell?
I don't do the partying. I don't do
how
that.
How do you do that?
I don't do it. So that's
why?
All I'm saying.
She
because
said
I can't get into the good clubs.
I complain about it if you can't do it.
Now make your own damn club. You don't know how to make your own club.
We make a club in the studio almost every other night. I mean, I'm picking up Hennessy bottles and Jack Daniel bottles, everything.
I make a club on
and
the
if
corner.
You don't believe me, look it. Those are bottles, right?
That's crazy. Yeah, man. They getting it in, man. Y'all getting it in. But I'm telling you, if you're in New York, don't worry. I'm going to call somebody. I'm going to find somebody in motherfucking New York.
Find somebody,
fucking
please.
Fucking Fat Joe or somebody that went back home and shit. Run their ass back from Miami and shit. Get y'all asses out of Miami. Y'all all screaming New York, New York. Now you some bitches, you know, they don't want to go back to Miami and shit. Go back there. I mean, go back to New York. Everybody trying to leave New York and come to Miami and shit. Miami ain't the shit. They just got a lot of shit going on, you know what I'm saying? Everybody running down, man.
I love the Florida women. I'll give you that, man. You got some great women out there.
Yeah, we got some gold-digging-ass biatches, too. You know, got some good women, but then you got the old gold-digging-ass biatches out here that, you know, be leaving a bad taste in your mouth, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of the real women trying to represent, you know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Yeah.
I guess you got that everywhere you go, man. You got that everywhere
you go. I can vouch for that one.
Yeah, you got that everywhere you go. Some women see the $50 monkey jeans that they thought was $1,200 on you, and the $25 Coogee shirt that they thought you paid $200 for.
Yeah.
And then the motherfucking $50 Jordan that they could have sworn you just went to the store and paid $300 for. Yeah. Yeah, that's me. See, that's me. Because I'm the non-dress-up type, but when it comes to that, I hits the bootleg man up on the corner around here. Yes, I shops for the bootleg man. I don't go into the stores, and whenever, I don't even know what the fuck a monkey jean is. Motherfucking dude showing me, yeah, man, I got the real monkey jeans. It's some real monkeys, red monkeys come with them motherfuckers. For a $1,200 price tag that he had just laying off the side of that bitch. That's how you know a motherfucker really ain't buying no real clothes. Because if you walking around with a $1,200 tag laying off the side of your shit, yeah, you just as fake as them motherfucking pants here.
Hey, might as well return them.
Hey,
clothes and return them. I return clothes. I buy them and return them.
That's normally women shit. Women normally do that. Men don't have. First of all, when we wear something, if it's lucky if it don't have no alcohol spills or a bunch of weed all on it, and we talking about taking that shit back to the store. My shit smells so much like Mary Jane that it'll take 2 weeks to wash it before you talking about taking it back to the store.
Just spray it with some like
ain't
stuff,
no
like
spray. Man, no spray. I'm a true pothead. I do what I do. I represent. Yeah. So going down. This is Freak the Fuck Out Friday, y'all. You know I'm freaking the fuck out, you know what I'm saying?
I like expensive stuff. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I rock a Louis Vuitton, you know, a real one. I mean, I have receipts and all that shit. I got some shoes and stuff like that. But I mean, that's just me, you know.
Yeah, that's just you. Yeah, that ain't. But just, I mean, if I came up and met you, I wouldn't know what the fuck you got on. You know what I'm saying? And you know, just and the people that I hang around, okay, my artist, yeah, she goes out, she buys some nice little shit. I don't know what the fuck she be buying. I don't know what the fuck she got on. That shit can be $1,000 outfit, and I still spill a $2 drink on that motherfucker. Like, oops. Bitch, you shouldn't have wore that expensive shit into the club, goddamn. You shouldn't have wore that expensive shit into the club. Fuck that. Hey, cheers, no wares.
You know, I treat them just like regular, you know, because I got to
regular.
Yeah, you know, I don't care, you know, it's like, fuck, if I'm going to wear it, you know, I'm going to be, you know, just myself, I'm not going to be like, oh, don't touch me because, you know,
that's how these old ignorant cats down here be, though. They, like, go out and spend all this damn money on an outfit and shoes and then walk into a goddamn club with 400 people that's packed all the way up from the time you walk in the motherfucker until you get into the DJ booth, which is the only place that ain't got nobody because, shit, it's just a DJ up in there. You know what I'm saying? You can't walk behind the bar. So, yeah, of course, everywhere else you're going to be at is pretty much, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be bumping into somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, can't get no attitude.
Yeah, you can't be all girly, you know, be like, oh, you know, don't touch my shoes, you know. Like, why
would you step to my, like that dumbass song Nelly came out with. Step to my J's. Step to my shut that dumbass shit up. Man, I'm pissing your J's, man. Them sons of bitches shouldn't be up in the club if you don't want nobody to dirty up no fucking white shoes. Buy some fucking black J's, dumbass.
Amen.
People, they come up with some ignorant ass songs, man. That's one of them. Step on my fucking J's. I heard that shit. All right, man, this is why we got ignorance up in the goddamn club right now. Another bitch came out. We hit that bitch with a bottle. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Bottle?
Yeah, man, we got. I mean, that was when who was that? 3-6 Mafia came out with that.
Bitch with a bottle.
What was it? Hit her with a bar stool or some shit like that?
That tear
the club.
I thought it was that bitch with a bat.
No, we got hit that bitch with a bottle. I hit that bitch with a bottle. It's this chick out of Polk County down here. She made that song up. And the bitch crunk now. It's got a crunk beat to it. It's just not something you want to see reenacted in the club. You don't want no crowd participation to that song. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I've seen girls get beat with bottles and stilettos.
Yeah,
it's not a pretty
Yeah, women get off the chain, man. Women, y'all's the most deadliest motherfuckers is walking the planet right now. Just don't know it. A bitch
nice.
Will pull. Bitch will pull a fucking razor from underneath her tongue down here quicker than a motherfucker on you. So you better watch how you come across and talk to her. You thinking you all big and bad. That goddamn razor, when she pull it out of her motherfucking mouth and start just waving at you, and you don't even feel nothing until your ass be leaking.
You reach in your purse and you pull out your mace and you spray that bitch in her face.
No fucking mace. She gonna be down cut your she gonna be down cut your motherfucking wrist. She gonna cut your goddamn wrist for you while you reaching for that damn purse. You know what a razor does? You know how sharp a razor is? You ever got a razor cut? You ever got cut by a razor just accidentally?
Yeah.
Oh, I have all the time.
Come on, man. That shit is, man. Now you talking about somebody intentionally doing that to cause harm? Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to be fucked up with that. You don't want to be fucked up with that. That ain't even a fun sport. That's not a fun sport. Yeah, that razor, man. All right, well, check this out, y'all. I'm sitting here kicking a boo-bang, yu-yang and all that. Y'all already know I play the hottest hits from all over the fucking place. California to fucking Bucharest, you know what I'm saying? They just ain't sipping no music yet. Long Island. I ain't heard no music from y'all yet. Send me some damn tracks.
Whatever.
Send me one of y'all hot people from down there. I'll pump them on the show, you know what I'm
saying? Donnie. Play Donnie
Who?
From Making the Band. His name is Donnie.
Oh, hell. Fuck up Making the Band. Fuck Puff Daddy, too. Fuck Pete Diddy. And your whole fuck-ass Making the Band scheme, because he ain't not none of them motherfuckers he put no real money behind, and none of them groups blew. Okay, he gave him TV attention, but where is the first Making the Band at? Thank you. Where's the second Making the Band going to be? Thank you. Thank you. Just where the fucking first one's at, man. This cat got all this goddamn money, pimping all these little young dudes and shit, you know what I'm saying, to keep his old ass fucking name in the damn limelight. He ain't doing nothing for nobody, man. Don't be hoodwinked. Don't be bamboozled.
And to give the kids, to give them a dream, they look to him saying, oh, you know, we love Puffy. But he ain't doing shit to them.
He ain't doing shit. He is not doing... If you watch that Making of the Band shit, he put the motherfuckers through way more hell than if you would have just kept your dumb ass at home, got you some mixtapes, got on the grind, pressed them bitches up, and pushed them motherfuckers your damn self. You would have been better off. You would have been better off. I mean, straight up, because you could have, by hitting the streets and pushing your mixtapes, you going to run it, if you doing your job, I mean, if you actually moving city to city, you're going to run into a Puff Daddy type cat that's going to feel your grind and going to want to invest some money into you. You shouldn't have to run and go audition to go and be embarrassed live on TV. The motherfuckers had to go through auditions and all that kind of shit before they was actually selected for the show. But you embarrassing motherfuckers, man.
They're stupid. They're not even good dancers anyway.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
That shit, man, I can't go
it's
there.
It's like little kid shit, you know what I mean?
I can't go there. Hold on, let me bring Iraq on the phone before I throw y'all into the loop of the song.
Bring her up.
Iraq. Any insurgents on the line? All right, the insurgents ain't answering yet. So I tell y'all what, y'all hang on the line. I got to answer the door. I got my dog Hurt just entered the building. And you know what I'm saying, finna throw this track on. It's called... my dog Tum Tum, you know what I'm saying, representing out there. This is called The Whole City Behind Me, man. Y'all hold on. It's going down Blog Talk Radio. Freak the fuck out.
You gotta change who the whole city's behind me. You gotta change who the whole city's behind me. You gotta change who the whole city's behind me. You gotta change who the whole city's behind me. You gotta change who the whole city's behind me. You gotta change who the whole city's behind me. You gotta change who the whole city's behind me. Is the drug
money at a nigga and tell him to get his paper. Wait for him outside to bang on his ass. The car cleaner than heels and swing on his ass. We bring grip from surf simple, in love with strippers. Three chicks on skittles means a good night for Zilla. I'm so Dallas, bro. You can check my tattoos. The whole city behind me. I can't a nigga lose, motherfucker.
Can't lose the whole city behind me.
This shit went off. Oh shit. My bad, y'all. I forgot the motherfucking shit that done went off. I ain't even listening to this song, man. I got my dog Herc up in here. And as soon as I'm gonna let y'all hear some new shit, man. You know what I'm saying? My dog Herc, Thug ENT in the building. Y'all already know how we do it, man. In light of Freak the Fuck Out Friday, man. This how you do a bitch, man. You put no mask on, goddamn it. On some gutter shit.
Get that motherfucking street anthem, nigga. Street anthem, nigga. Die thugging, nigga. Brought to you by your motherfucking nigga Hurt, nigga. Your motherfucking nigga Hurt. See a pussy nigga in the streets, man. Broad that nigga without a mask.
No
a pussy anyway.
Pussy nigga talking crazy. Get your head cracked. If you a flaw, nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Sucking to a lot of you niggas. Now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in bad. Rob them with no mask. Pussy nigga talking crazy, get your head cracked. If you a flaw nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Look to a lot of you niggas, now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in black, rob them with no mask. If you gon' rob a pussy nigga, rob them with no mask. Don't need a mask to rob a fuck nigga, last time I checked. And where I'm from, if you pussy, we Devo your shit. Pussy nigga robbing another pussy nigga, now ain't that some shit? What type of niggas you say you rob, not this true thug. Click. You try to rob a true thug, then get your wig flicked. You rob a sweet nigga with a mess, show how sweet you is. Keep it true, nigga, you hit a lick in this rap shit. God allowed you in this position, don't mean you can't lose it. Keep selling them lies, I know you ain't gon' rob shit. Get out the way, this true thug movement come.
coming in. And you don't need a master tree to push the nigga like a bitch. Pussy nigga talking crazy, get your head cracked. If you a flaw nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Talking to a lot of you niggas, now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in black, rob them with no mask. Pussy nigga talking crazy, get your head cracked. If you a flaw nigga, I'll rob you with no mask. Talking to a lot of you niggas, now that's a hard task. Fuck getting in black, rob them with no mask. You need a mask, that mean you about to touch your own nigga. A nigga run up on you with a mask, that mean that was your nigga. Hit me up, don't worry, we'll load up them pistols. Show my flaw he is and touch him without a mask, nigga. Fuck robbing you niggas, we coming to squeeze triggers. Bible game serious, I for not believe that nigga. So go ahead, keep robbing all them pussy niggas. Round my way, all pussy niggas is broke, nigga. Run up on me with a mask, you a get your issue. True thug movement, we ain't taking no fucking prisoners. Nigga, you caught the package from me, be the nigga that licked you. Soft ass nigga, I rob you without a fucking pistol.
Hey, this your motherfucking nigga hurt, nigga. Die thugging, nigga. Motherfucking true thug movement, nigga. And I'm that motherfucking nigga coming to bring the true thugs back, my nigga. All that floss slamming around here, my nigga, we ain't accepting that shit, nigga.
You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
Any party that's popping, I'm on a scene. Somebody please pass me a towel, I'm so clean, clean. Rosé and hell green. The kid trying to make reality my dream, dream. No sleep, that's my team. Smoke with your boy Ashwood, I might steam, steam. In a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down to my belly, the chain mean, mean. Little homie, I got it locked, locked. Pass the egg beater, cause my style straight drop, drop. Women classy like Coco Chanel. Uh-huh. Independent, put a pole for the bell. Won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open off my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul. Uh-huh. Give me your ears if you want a bankroll. I told them,
you put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money. Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me, grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend ass more fat. You hesitate, I know how to approach that. Pulled out the kush, she like where we could smoke at.
What?
On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said a man whacked, he don't know where the hole at.
Nah,
fall back, I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hype this time around.
Uh-huh.
I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid, I'm coming. I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Ladies spot me up in the club, get loose for me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice.
Uh-huh.
Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets.
You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you dry the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
Put some gutter shit up in here. Gutter shit. Gutter shit. Y'all already know how it goes, man. Let me see what I got. Y'all got to send shout outs to Hawaii, you know what I'm saying, for coming through yesterday, you know what I'm saying. Here's Miss Thang, you know what I'm saying, holding down real big for your boy. You already know. Shy Romance, you know what I'm saying, my dog Goofy Bone. I had a bunch of motherfuckers calling yesterday. Impact Radio all the way from ATL, you know what I'm saying, call up in that thing, you know what I'm saying. Big Ups 805 Heat Waves. Shit, who else is on the motherfucking line? I had so many people call in, man. Y'all got to listen to the archive of the show just to figure out who all the fuck was on there. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we were doing real big. So, just letting y'all know, man, we right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the city-to-city grind. You know what I'm saying? I got my dog hurt. You know what I'm saying? We on the city-to-city grind. Monday through Wednesday. Well, shit, Sunday through Wednesday, really. You know what I'm saying? Y'all holler at us. You know, we'll be in one of them states, one of them cities, one of them countries coming soon, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Bring this tight pussy with us. Y'all already know. All the ladies, if y'all got it, when we get there, we're looking for you. You already know. Miss Loose Pussy is the remix, so we can diss all y'all hoes. Miss Loose Pussy, we don't want to know where the fuck you at. Take your ragged ass home and hide your cat. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Yeah, I'm the king of motherfucking making a remix out of anybody's the shit. You need a remix, holler at your boy. I think of something motherfucking crazy. Now put to that shit and guaranteed it will not sound like your original song. You definitely book motherfucking tripping. There she go. We got Shy Romance up in this motherfucker, man. Y'all already know. Girl, I ain't even looking at the switch, boy. I see y'all clicking back in. I wasn't even on the switch, boy. I'm sitting here just having a good old time. Just having a good old time. You know what I mean? Me and Herc up in this thing, man. 6'2".
What's up, Poppy?
What they do, girl? What they do?
You got it. You got it. I'm sitting up in here with Mr. Casanova. Casanova, you on that, babe?
You know, call back through one time, Drunken Eye Entertainment. Y'all, is it entertainment or is it just Drunken Eye?
Cass.
Smell good.
What's happening, homie? What the business is?
And what's up with you, man?
Oh, man, you already know. This was International Freestyle Friday, but it's so many motherfuckers doing that shit, I was like, fuck that. I ain't doing that shit. You want to call and freestyle, kick a freestyle, goddammit, but it's Freak the Fuck Out Friday. We just finna get bugged the fuck out. Yeah, we just finna get bugged the fuck out, man. Fuck it. We just gonna bug out. You know what I'm saying? Do it real big. Just do it real big. So what's happening, man? Hey, tell me something, though. I meant to ask that last time. Where does Drunken Eye come from? What's the concept behind that?
Well, you know what I'm saying? The way you look at it, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody always said, you know, well, not everybody, but most people, you know what I'm saying, when they get drunk, they say that's when they focus in. That's when they at their best. They can drive better, see better, think better, and all this kind of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying, instead of having a regular eye, you know what I'm saying, we got that Drunken Eye always, you know what I'm saying, regardless. So that's all it is, man.
I'm in that green tip, so I
got that high eye. I got the high eye, then, if that's the case. I'm high eye entertainment.
Hey, you make sure you run with that motherfucker now, because I'm going to start spitting that shit.
This is my thing. This is what I tell people. When you come up with an idea, stick with that one. If you came up with it, stick with that shit. Don't be like, oh, that sounds stupid or that sounds silly. That's the type of shit that's motherfucking that get people to really know who you are and makes you unique. That's why that Drunken Eye, I'm like, I never heard no shit like that.
Yeah, for sure, man.
You know what I'm saying? So that puts y'all a step apart. And then, if anything, it's an interesting conversation piece. So it make people, you know what I'm saying, want to know more about you.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, my partner, my big brother Flick, man, my partner, man, you know, he let me know you good on them oils, man. I might get some of them oils from you, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You already know, man. You already know. I ain't what Mr. Smell So Good for nothing. Goddamn it. Incense, body oils, lotions, soaps, and I make my own lotions. You know what I'm saying? So
my job, Doc.
It's going down. Yeah, man.
What
they
you putting in your lotion?
Hey, man. No, Don't put that man out there like that.
Ain't not like that.
What color your lotion is?
Hey, Hey, dog. Hey, don't answer that because I want to bounce with him now. Don't,
yeah,
don't
nah,
with
it ain't that like, oh, man. Fuck that. I mean, shit. Yeah, I mean, it's horse sperm in your shampoo. So,
oh,
shit.
On,
you ain't know that?
Come on, dude.
Tell me, hold the fuck on. Hold on, Casanova. All these years you've been using shampoo, you didn't know that.
Oh, come on, man.
You did not honestly know that. That is what that is in shampoo. It's horse sperm.
Oh, I didn't went bald anyway, so I ain't worried about it no more.
It's, yes, it's horse sperm is in shampoo, man. Straight up. I ain't sitting here kicking no funny shit. That is what makes the ingredients up of shampoo. Hair shampoo is made up of horse sperm.
Get the fuck out of here. Needless
to say,
so you telling me if I ain't got enough money to give me some shampoo, I go down to my granddaddy's barn and beat the horse off and get put some of that shit in my head.
Why go down to the barn? Just make your own shit.
I ain't no horse.
I don't know. Hey, that's something about Mary. I don't know if that shit actually works. Oh, man. I know y'all remember that scene when she walked in the door and your boy sitting in there jacking off and shit, and the shit hit the roof. Soon as she come in, that shit fall off the roof, fall into her hair, fall into your dude ear. It's hanging off his ear and shit. That shit was so fucking nasty. God, that shit was nasty. And then this bitch talking about, what the fuck she say, moose? I needed some of that. That bitch grabbed it. Snicked her fucking hair. That bitch's hair was stuck in the goddamn air for the whole fucking movie, man. Oh, that shit there was crazy. Damn. That shit there was crazy, man. Yeah. Yes, Professor E.D. over there in NY, yes. You have been putting Wilbur all in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Horse calm. Don't let
no. Oh, Professor Ed. My bad. You've been putting Professor Ed all in your head. Wilbur was the damn pig and shit.
Yeah, that was the pig off Charlotte's Web.
So the horse, I meant, is Ed, the talking horse. Ain't that his name?
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed.
All out there watching y'all have, make sure your mouth closed now.
Oh, man. That's fucked up, man.
And I got to step to a girl, Thomas. Girl, you don't swallow. You lying like a motherfucker, girl. You don't have shampoo in your mouth before shit.
Hey, dog. You wrong, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, I used to love head and shoulders. I don't like it no more. No more head and shoulders, dog.
Bring a new meaning to Johnson & Johnson.
Johnson blue as shit.
Oh, man. Yo, man, you what? Is that blue ball shampoo?
Fuck that.
Oh, hell no, man. Hell fucking
fuck
no.
Fuck
that. Y'all,
oh, my good gracious.
Y'all is crazy, man. Y'all got problems, man.
Because
Dallas, Texas off here, man, Mr. Mike Henderson. You know what I'm saying? Just entered the building. Big ups to M.I. Cricoletta, Mississippi is off in here. We got 408 California off in here. We got the longest motherfuckers up in here is Iraq. Goddamn, with a bomb on our back, surrounded by insurgents that look like us.
Motherfucking real. Oh,
that's and of course, we got, you know what I'm saying, where everybody running the fuck away from. NY, New York, in the building. Them motherfuckers mad at Florida because we still in their people with the sunshine and shit. We going to Florida and motherfuckers come down, they don't never go back and shit. We trying to get rid of Fat Joe. All the motherfuckers done brought their punk ass down. Get y'all ass the hell on, man. You done made your singles, made your raps. Take y'all ass on back up to New York, man. Put them back on the map. New York done fell off and shit. They held up by P. Diddy and shit.
Yeah, which
rapping there. And thank you. His old MC Hammer dancing ass.
Yeah, I don't know what
the hell
of him. I was on the phone last night on Branded show. He had Robert Day 26 on there, and I was telling, you know, he had us ask some questions and shit. So my question, you know, was if he ever if his time ever came when he wanted to get out the group, and if he's tired of Puffy jumping up on their shit. And I know he couldn't ask me truthfully, but I know the motherfucker would be like, damn, I hope this motherfucker don't jump on this one here.
Yeah, yeah. Now, damn, I hope he don't hear this show shit, because I really do want to talk about his motherfucking ass. And please.
I told him. He said his ass can't rap. He never could rap. I mean, now, he's a hellified damn businessman.
That's what he is. He's a businessman, a promoter. You know what I'm saying? But not a, yeah, everybody ain't, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got them universal skills that they think they got.
Yeah, dude, that's what I figure out sound on the track. Hey, pussy, you ain't shit.
Mace was, I don't know what the fuck Mace was. Mace was confusing to me. Mace was rapper turned preacher. Mace was rapper turned preacher, then I'm back. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
You want a puffy skin? Come on, Mace. Go on and preach for a minute, then I'll make you look. Come back.
Yeah. And he ain't come back with no gospel rap. You know what I'm saying? At least you could have came back on the gospel rap tip. You know what I'm saying? Took the industry in a whole other direction under your guidance and shit. But no, he wants to come back with some. I'm back. Some Welcome Back Carter music. Man, if you don't get your ass out of here with that bullshit. Nigga, Welcome Back Carter went out with the 70s. So did your raps and your motherfucking you as a person.
Didn't come in, he just touched it like Flex said, it didn't really touch, he just sprinkled a little bit. That's it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, okay, let me catch Mike up, man. Mike, and if you can, you know, tell me anything different, this is what I've been raised and taught, that everyday shampoo is one of the main ingredients that make it what it is, the proteins. The proteins that's the main proteins in hair shampoo is motherfucking is horse sperm. Let me on the line. Girl, you ain't even calling up. God damn it, if you call, you'll be on the line. God damn it, Professor E.D., you down. I ain't got you muted.
Come on, Professor, 347-237-5125, you.
I'm here.
Oh, well, what you talking about? Let me on the line. God damn it, you here.
I didn't know I was here. I thought I was.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, you should have just been talking to yourself. We all get caught like that sometimes.
Okay.
Just do what everybody else do. Shit, it's my Bluetooth. Motherfucker ain't even get look around you and shit. Nigga, you ain't got no Bluetooth on. Well, I was practicing for when I get one. I was in my Bluetooth rehearsal and shit, you know.
Yes, indeed.
What the hell name of that? Ew, no more of that shit. Yeah, man, you already know what type of room you entered into, man. You don't know more of that. Man, we talking about...
That's Mike.
Yeah, you talking about everything, man. You know what they use cow manure for? For pots and plants, you know what I'm saying? So you eating cow manure.
Hey, man, hey. You know, I already threw me off with this horse shit, man.
I'm talking about
sick
my barn,
motherfucker. Hey, you know, stop eating. Hey, Vince be done stop eating, washing their ass and everything. I was like, damn, what happened?
Make me sick my wig today, man.
Oh, man.
I'm going to sick my own wig.
Not
at
all. I'm not good under pressure. Don't do it.
No, man.
Save my whole skull off.
I hear you.
Cash, you burn? Cash, you a burner?
Nah, he ain't a burner.
He ain't a burner? Oh, man.
Second hand, though.
Hey. Hey. Willing or unwilling, goddamn it. Shit. Mm-hmm. If they say the secondhand smoke is the worst, I need to stop smoking then, because shit.
Wait a minute, now, be more specific now. Well, what kind of burner you talking about now?
Mary Jane,
I go,
goddamn,
I go,
it's only
I go
one
to the
kind of burner.
I go to every week now.
Oh, no,
I go
no,
to
hey.
Every week now. What's the trying to be funny? Don't run these women away from me. Don't run the women away from me. Don't be no hell.
International women on the line.
Yeah, they might want me.
You got to slow down from saying that, too. Because they wondering why you going to the clinic every week now.
Hey, make sure
hold
I'm all
right. Hold on now.
Make sure I'm
all
right.
Keep it in your
hold
pants, baby.
Now.
Keep it in your pants.
I'm making sure I'm all right.
Like you be on your second or third
agenda,
then
I
keep
I'm
it.
I'm making sure I'm all right.
Long as you're, hey, listen, let me tell y'all cheap niggas something out there. Let me tell y'all cheap niggas, and this don't apply to all you little penis guys. does not apply to the little penis guys, all right?
Oh,
do not go to the motherfucking health department and get none of them goddamn free condoms. Them motherfucking lifestyles, they do have our sizes there. You just have to specially ask for them. Please ask for the big boys. Ask for magnums. Do not get that first brown bag that they give you.
I hear you, Mike.
The first brown bag
what I ordered
is not for us. That is not our brand.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. I want you to laugh at me, man.
Bro, if you using some mother, if you using lifestyles, that's why you got to keep going to the goddamn clinic every week, get a check.
No, not that.
I was
when I was young, man. You know, I first went there, man. You know, get checked out and shit, man. Make sure everything all right, man. They gave me that brown bag, man. I thought I did a good job. I thought they would give me a lunch bag. Man.
Hell no.
I thought they gave me a little sandwich and an apple or something. That motherfucker.
Hell fucking no, man. That's too crazy. Yeah,
only on the Smell Good show, though, man.
Hey, only
put that shit out there only on your show.
Only here, man. Only here, man. Could we wild out, man? It's just this freak the fuck out Friday. It don't even matter, man. This the pre jump off to Scanners Beyond Saturdays, where I guarantee you it's getting ignorant right now. But
hey.
It's ignorant on Saturday.
I got a bit song, man, that we did. It's called Female Dogs, man. I'm gonna make sure Shy email it to you, man, so you can play that motherfucker. Now, hey, when you hear it, you're gonna flip the fuck out.
Right, what happened with the Miss Casanova, man? I'm trying to hear that.
Hey, she gonna email that too. I got it. She gonna download it, email that to you too, man.
He just brought that over here to me now.
So.
We got damn Mike scared to call in and shit.
Come on, call in, sexy Mike Henderson.
Oh, call in a minute.
I
damn it. Oh, thought you were talking about you ain't calling in.
He said you ain't knacking right, Smell.
That's why you calling in. Hold on, I got somebody muted. Who I got muted?
Who is LCD?
Who is who?
Who is LCD?
Who is that, bro?
Right there.
Oh,
Alicia D. Oh, Alicia D. That's New York.
Hey.
That's Professor E. D. out of Long Island, New York.
Hey, she say all sides fit all.
A lie. Don't let a motherfucker try to get a damn magnum and got a damn.
Hey. Oh, hold on, hold the fuck on. I was told the regular ones fit all. No, baby. No, baby. Black people are not regular people. I'm sorry, baby. We are not regular people. Okay, understand that for one thing. Black people are not built regular. We ain't even built for it tough, goddammit, because I'm a motherfucking, I'm a Honda or Toyota, goddammit. I last long.
Hey,
don't call me no Ford, goddamn it!
Hey,
no Pinto.
Hey,
she'd have had some Kia Rios at it.
Yes. Hey, hold on, she on the line too. My bad, I'm talking to her like she in the chat room and shit.
See, outsiders do not fit all, boo.
Oh, why they do that, man? Hey, big ups to BTR Morgan, man. I hate that, man. I want y'all to hang out and hear how I really be getting off the chain. You know what I'm saying? They be popping in and just to see if we on the show, and then they be popping out. They don't even participate. John C. Sweet, BTR Morgan, I'm putting y'all out on blast, man. Next time I see you come in my show, y'all need to represent. Y'all better come to the chat room and say, hey, man, you guys are doing a fucking stupendous job. or something, you know what I'm saying? I need to be represented. I'm gonna do a special show dedicated just to y'all. It's gonna be the BTR Morgan and John C. Sweet clown hour, and I'm gonna get my clown on. I don't even know y'all, but I know how to clown.
Who is Miss Mika? Miss Mecca.
Mika, where that at?
Should I see she's a listener?
Talking about Miss Black. We got Miss Black.
That's Miss Black. It's MICA. That's you, Miss Black.
No, you got Mike Henderson, Goofy Bone, Shy, Elisa D, Goofy Bone. That's, oh, you're talking about as a listener.
Okay,
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I ain't on the little chat thing. Hold
Rob
on, let me
Dilla?
See.
Who the hell is that with the little ET man?
Yeah,
I mean,
what's
the little
Star Wars man then? Okay. That's Dark Yoda, ain't it? No, Rob Zilla. I thought that was Dark Yoda and shit. I was like... Yeah, Yoda done changed his picture and shit.
I didn't know that dude was still living.
Hell no, man. Hey, big ups to the 408. Just, you know what I'm saying? Man, they got a goddamn gang down there for their record company. Straight Looks Records. I mean, when they come into your room, boy, they come 3D. Like, they doing a rap by and shit, not a drive by. They finna throw raps out the window at you and shit and keep going. That's big ups, man. That's what's going down, man. What they doing? I'm fucking, I don't know. Bro, you done put some shit in. Bruce, if everybody in the chat room, please read what Bruce wrote. Because there you go. He must have been typing super fast because he typed some shit. This shit making me.
Guess I'm supposed to be laughing out loud.
Oh, my bad. Y'all know I don't be on that damn real chat talking shit. So y'all put some real chat words up in there. Leo, I'm thinking he was saying something in Chinese. You know what I'm saying?
Get up or something.
He making me Leo. I'm like, huh?
You on a good
I'm fucking lit up. Lit up. Huh?
You ought to go back. I'm not sure if you did already. And listen to the rest of my show. It's
Oh, no, the owl. Yeah, you told me about the owl at the end. Yeah,
Osama Gomez.
Oh, that's what I was saying. Now, was he calling from India?
he wasn't too specific. Just
why hell? As long as you ain't bring no bombs into the country, nigga, you all right? You all right? Shit.
Yes, indeed.
That motherfucker say Bush and his dad owe him $80 million.
Made only $1 million.
They owe him $80 million.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. Shit. Any of y'all Indian motherfuckers, yeah, y'all been hoodwinked, bamboozled. Y'all been led astray. Shit. Just like we was 400 years ago, goddammit. So,
no man say he pimping his 20 in the USA.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. All right, check this out, y'all. I got a little something special for the 1 o'clock hour, right? I got and y'all going to be like, what the hell? I'm finna do something real unique on this show. This is I'm finna call Miss Barbara Brown. Let me give y'all a little story behind Miss Barbara Brown. Miss Barbara Brown, this is finna get on a little serious tip for probably like 30 minutes. This woman now I'm finna call, I'm pretty sure she's gonna answer the phone. She's an elderly woman, went through a lot of shit in her life. I'm gonna give you one thing, and if this don't blow you, then she gonna blow you with the rest. Recently, about 6 months ago, she went to the hospital because she was saying her head was hurting and shit. She went to the hospital, come to find out she had either a golf ball or a baseball sized blood clot in her brain. And that was causing her brain it actually split her brain in half. You know what I'm saying? Literally split her brain in half. So when they went inside and they looked, they actually told her she was supposed to be dead. You know what I'm saying? She was supposed to be dead, and the woman here, you know what I'm saying? The woman's still alive. So what she does is, big spirit, but she speaks like 6 different languages, you know what I'm saying? She sings in Arabic, Hebrew, Egyptian, you know what I'm saying? So I got a track, actually, that I loaded up. She did almost like a 40-hour-long chant at the church. So I'm not going to play hour. I mean, she's just Egyptian chanting, and she went into all these different languages, you know what I'm saying, while she's chanting. And, you know, she was caught up in the spirit. So what I did was I actually have the whole track, you know what I'm saying, but I chopped off like 5 minutes of it. So you know what I'm saying, you can get a gist of what you know what I'm saying is going to be what she's talking about. And I'm going to play a song because I actually got to get on the phone. I'm going to call and actually get on the line, you know what I'm saying, and then I'm going to share it with the room. So I'm going to play this song, y'all hold on, and we're going to get into something serious for a little minute, you know what I'm saying, and this might touch a couple of y'all, you know what I'm saying. And you know, help
cry.
A couple of people out. Girl, we ain't asking you all that. Do what you do, and I'm going to hang up on you. Y'all playing. 972, what it do?
Yeah, man, what's happening?
All right, what the business ain't?
What the business ain't? You know who this is.
Right.
You ain't acting right, man.
When you said this is, the old country ass Bush talk. You country ass Texas motherfuckers up there. What you doing, man? You riding you riding down the street on a bull right now and shit?
Oh, now I got to be riding on the bull. I mean, y'all talking about horses and bullshit. Hell no. What's up, Smell? What's up, Shy? What y'all doing?
This is the Mike Henderson show,
yes,
man. Everybody, this is the Mike Henderson show. I don't address him no other way but the Mike Henderson show.
Yeah, because I'm a whole damn event rolled up in one, damn it.
Hey, damn, so yeah, you be on now. You be all on that real shit, man. The nigga,
yeah,
nigga call
I,
your
I
show up and
they,
got them.
I went after their asses Wednesday. I didn't care.
Get yeah, cause, but see, I couldn't. I really, I ain't want to be a part of that. Me and racism don't mix. Like when I be in the chat room back in the days and a bitch used to come in there and, oh, you niggers, oh, you raccoons and all this. Man, a bitch hated me after that because they didn't get to talk. Nobody in the chat room got to talk after that. I spammed that goddamn shit out of the room. Hey, man, please. I get on a anger chat tip, boy, that you would be like, y'all want to fly down here and calm me down personally. I don't play that. I do not tolerate ignorance. And a bitch, I wish a motherfucker would call. I might have to just name my show some old racist name just so a bitch would call in and I can demonstrate. Because, yeah, man, I don't deal with ignorance, man. We live in an intelligent era, and it is no room for ignorance.
Yeah, but you got some not-so-intelligent people out there. True. That are more willing to actually do some shit like that just to get some sound bites and some notoriety. And that's what that was about, though. So, like, I mean, I you know, Smell, I'm all about like this, man. Don't say anything behind my back you're not man enough to say in my face.
Yeah. But now, you said this came off, that came off another show, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was from somebody else's actual
show,
not just
a website.
Caller.
It's a website that they actually have, though, that's Christian-owned. And I was like, you got to be kidding.
No.
Yeah, look it up. I am not making this up. As a Christian,
I ain't looking shit up. You finna tell us right now, and I'm finna go to this song, bitch. Right the fuck down.
Wait,
I'm finna put this shit out on live. Well, I gotta put a boy. You just saved that website because I got to call this lady up and put her on the show. If not, that whole website would have been the focus. Matter of fact, Scandalous Biatch Saturday we gonna ride that tomorrow. We gonna ride that. Oh, we gonna ride that. Oh yeah, we got a nice Scandalous Biatch website. We gonna ride that. Go ahead and pop the link up. Matter of fact, put the link in the chat room though, so we everybody can go ahead and get themselves prepared and go ahead and blast it. Go ahead and tell them what the website is. Fuck that shit. Put it out there to the world. Goddamn it. In Iraq, I need you to get some insurgents ready. We need to send some insurgents to the website.
Okay, we got some insurgents, so we need to handle for real. Good thing.
You back there? Oh shit! No, New York, what you did? You done spilled some reef on the ground?
No, I dropped my computer.
Damn! First, it's the cell phone.
It ain't broken, okay?
Oh yeah, let me tell y'all something about NY right here. First of all, I asked NY when she first came. She was the first caller of the day. Y'all dropped the balloons and the confetti down. Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Man,
I'll be damned if she didn't tell me that she can't rap because she done had a death in the family.
Damn.
Now everybody start laughing.
Okay.
Yeah, because y'all be like, damn, why are you saying that? Well, that shit ain't funny. The shit is funny if you consider your goddamn cell phone a part of your fucking family.
What the fuck?
What? Man.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Oh,
she can't rap.
What?
Man,
you can't rap because your cell phone died?
This is the day and age we is living in, man.
All right.
Professor E.D., who died on your side of the family?
It wasn't supposed to be taken seriously.
Damn, that shit. We ain't even taking it seriously. Shit, that's the crack of the day shit. That's the most funny shit I ever heard. That's the most funny. What kind of cell phone you got? Oh, she got to go and find the dead phone now. What that dead motherfucker was? A Motorola?
Why he married that motherfucker?
You know what I'm saying?
Got the insurance on him.
You interrupting the ceremony,
shit,
man.
Come on.
You interrupting the ceremony, bro.
Let me see if I got this was for my homies. Let me see if I got that song.
Got an insurance money coming to you?
It's for my homies. Let me play that.
It may have been close. You don't
know. A phone in the gangster lane right now, y'all. Got to play this song for it and shit. Where's that, girl? What's the name of your phone?
Got an experiment and just pull them out on the curb.
Uh-oh, I hear the army. The army done woke up. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Everybody hide your asses. The belt's finna start the whooping. Hide your asses. The belt's start the whooping.
Yeah, let me tuck mine in the chair.
Okay. I got half of it chewed off in the military. I ain't got much left, shit. I got to save a little bit I got left.
I got my ass chewed, but I grew mine back.
Nah, yeah, after I got out, my shit just got plump for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Damn.
Military, boy, I look like a backboard and shit. Like, damn.
Damn.
Yeah, man. They ain't
play.
What's up?
I'm Casanova's getting ready to leave, so I'm gonna walk out here with him, and I'm gonna get off the line, but I'm still gonna be listening.
Oh, Casanova, one day me and you are gonna be friends. Oh,
I hear you.
We gonna be puffing time and time again.
Hello.
Oh, what's up? You found your dead relative?
Oh, I'm not muted.
No, you ain't muted. Oh, she done hung up because of that.
Not me.
Oh, who hung up?
The girl. She was just saying she had to walk outside with her husband.
Oh, she ain't hang up. Oh, she must put it on hold then. She's still online. She won't. Oh, what kind of cell phone you got, Professor?
BlackBerry.
Oh, I know you bad too. Oh, we BlackBerry. Ain't them bitches like 300?
Yeah,
well, I got mine because I had my contract for like 2 years or whatever, so I got it for cheaper.
What, for like 200? Shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit,
not
for 200? Shit, compared to my motherfucking $75 phone, shit.
I think I paid $400 side piece and shit. I'm like,
damn.
Losing
what you?
Money
I mean, what you? What you dropped it?
No, it's just something. Like a bug is wrong with it. I don't know. It won't turn on.
It won't turn on.
Nope.
I can't step on that, but I don't know.
And dismantle it, pull the battery, all that shit. And I hate to get into cell phone maintenance and shit, but my kids do that all the time. What's wrong with my phone, Daddy? Okay.
You say you had to just because it got a little too expensive to keep going back and start to the little repair place.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know that. And they sure enough hit you up, and they ain't going to do nothing but take
a sidekick. Like one of my dogs got a sidekick, though. That's a $400 phone.
I hate
straight
that
up.
Phone. I used to have that. I hate it.
Little motherfucker.
I don't see where y'all do that. I ain't. It took, you know how long it took me to get to 30? That was last year for me to get a fucking camera phone. I ain't.
Well, check it out, Fred Flintstone. You know,
but what it is, it if it's for business, that's one thing. For you to be sending me, damn girl, just bust back up in here and shit.
Oh my
hello?
God, up here was just ringing.
Hold on. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do for you. Take that. Do y'all hear now? That's what you get when you come in here unannounced, girl. You just don't be busting up into this show here.
Boy, put it back on. Quit playing.
Oh, yeah. I know how I do.
What the fuck is that? I don't want to stop calling.
You act like you running shit. That's the problem. That's why I call. Black fool.
Bring
your ass out.
Okay.
Hang up on me. I'm going to fly over there.
Man, matter of fact. Hell no. Damn, Big Mike. Mike said he got flight money and shit.
Damn. Freaking fly miles like a motherfucker, do it.
Yeah, damn. I only know what a freaking fly mile is. Shit.
Yeah, you'll find out as soon as you hang up on me.
Put this nigga on me.
Yeah,
let me try this.
Let me try this nigga.
Let me see what he talk about. Let me mute this motherfucker then. Mute, nigga, mute. I ain't finna hang up on him, though. Yeah. Watch this shit here. Y'all watch this. Y'all want to see some funny shit? Watch this shit here. Hold on. Motherfucker, don't hang up on me. Oh, don't you hang up on me. I got phone numbers, goddammit. Let me call her motherfucking ass back. Think it's a game. Y'all hold on. Y'all hold the hell on. Let me prank calls by. Hold on.
Prank call.
Yeah.
Tripping.
Now, just because you got this message does not mean that I'm not at
home. You got trying to sound all sexy and
shit. I'm running behind one of my boys or either.
And then she tells you, I'm running behind one of my boys. Boy.
You know how bad.
Lying.
Last day.
You sound like my mother.
At the tone,
you know, they don't know.
Record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Can she hear me?
Yeah, she can hear you. Hello, this is Bill calling from Wild BTR Radio. You are the 100th caller to receive a call. You don't get no prizes until you call back into the show. The number is 911. Like, she going to check her answer machine. We on the answer machine, y'all. We are all live on Shy Romance Dance Machine. If anybody would like to send any kind of unencouraging or encouraging words, please do so now. Her kids will be hearing this. All four of y'all, make sure y'all stay in school and cause your mama as much hell until you get 18. Because then you're going to be on your own, goddammit. She's going to kick you sons of bitches out. Kick you sons of bitches out. Smoke them if, what'd you say, smoke them if you got them?
Yeah.
Oh, not the y'all kids. Smoke them if you got them. Smoke them if you got them. Hey, we out. Oh, we got to hang up on us.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 1.
Oh, y'all
want to
hear
it?
Let's hear it.
Damn.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press
2. I don't know all these fucking options.
Thank you. Your message has been sent.
It would have been on the popping.
You got some fucked up shit on my answer machine.
You know what I'm saying? Is she in the room? Oh, she ain't even in the chat. Where the hell she went?
In the chat room? Oh, okay. Well,
oh, she just going diss a nigga.
Burn up.
Oh, man. Let me let y'all hear something real quick, man. Right, this is just an excerpt, because it's a long-ass 19-minute speech.
Yeah.
But if y'all didn't get to catch Obama's acceptance speech, you know what I'm saying, this is an excerpt. I'm play like 5 minutes of it while I get Ms. Barbara Brown on the phone.
All right.
And y'all check this
five
out.
5 minutes.
Well, I ain't even going to say 5 minutes. I'm just going to give you a few minutes till I get her on the line, and then I'm going to cut it off. Yeah. Then,
I heard it.
You heard it?
Yep, I heard it like 4 times. I love Obama.
No, you didn't hear the way I done did it.
No. Okay.
Oh.
So.
Oh. Then you ain't been smellitized then.
Smellitized.
Yeah, you finna like being baptized. You was finna be smellitized. You know.
He hooked it up. He took the speech. But
yeah, you know.
You know. He didn't even get to it.
EboniCDictionary.com. Y'all can find all of my all the words that I've created. I mastered it. You gotta put an ED on and talk to me. You gotta
you know, refilled it some shit. Here we go.
Here we go, man. We on this is Obama you can listen to, though. If he would have did his motherfucking acceptance speech like this here, the whole throwing their arms in the air like side to side. Going down real big. Hold on, somebody clicking in. Who the hell called me? Let me play this song. Somebody calling me. Oh, here y'all go. Here y'all.
Tides of prosperity and the still waters of peace. Yet, raging storms. At these moments, America has carried on not simply because of the skill or vision of those in high office, but because we, the people, have remained faithful to the ideals of our forebears and true to our founding documents. So it has been, so it must be with this generation of Americans. That we are in the midst of crisis is now well understood. Our nation is at war against a far-reaching network of violence and hatred. Our economy is badly weakened, a consequence of greed and irresponsibility on the part of some, but also our collective failure to make hard choices and prepare the nation for a new age. Homes have been lost, jobs shed, businesses shuttered. Our health care is too costly, our schools fail too many, and each day brings further evidence that the ways we use energy strengthen our adversaries and threaten our planet. These are the indicators of crisis, subject to data and statistics. Less measurable, but no less profound, is a sapping of confidence across our land. A nagging fear that America's decline is inevitable, that the next generation must lower its sights. Today, I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will be met. On this day, we gather because we have chosen hope over fear, unity of purpose over conflict and discord. On this day, we come to proclaim an end to the petty grievances and false promises, the recriminations and worn-out dogmas that for far too long have strangled our politics. We remain a young nation, but in the words of Scripture, the time has come to set aside childish things. The time has come to reaffirm our enduring spirit, to choose our better history, to carry forward that precious gift, that noble idea passed on from generation to generation, the God-given promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve a chance to pursue their full measure of happiness. In reaffirming the greatness of our nation, we understand that greatness is never a given. It must be earned. Our journey has never been one of shortcuts or settling for less. It has not been the path for the faint-hearted, for those who prefer leisure over work or seek only the pleasures of riches and fame. Rather, it has been the risk-takers, the doers, the makers of things, some celebrated, but more often men and women obscure in their labor, who have carried us up the long, rugged path towards prosperity and freedom.
44th President of these United States, Barack Obama. 44th President of these United States, Barack Obama.
Now, I guess y'all, I know y'all thought that was a remix. My bad. I was trying to actually stop it.
Uh-huh.
I was just trying to stop the song. My bad. My bad. All right, everybody. All right, everybody. Well, did y'all enjoy that?
Yes, sir.
Enjoy that. That's a little mix I made. You know what I'm saying? I do that. I got a Martin Luther King speech I did, too. The same way. I got, like, about 20 beats to that. And it's okay. The whole entire Martin Luther King speech. And, boy, I mean, you ain't heard Martin Luther King until you heard him on some update beats. You know what I'm saying? And you jamming all the way through it. That's a different way to listen to a speech. You know what I'm saying? But that's the only
that's put out there for real, man.
That's the only way I can listen to it. I refuse to listen to it like that. So, like promised, you know what I'm saying? I have Miss Barbara Brown, special guest on the phone. Everybody say hello to Miss Barbara Brown.
How you doing, Miss Brown?
Hi, guys. God bless you.
All right, Miss Brown, let me first turn you on to what's going on the show. First of all, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is the most international radio stations out there. Any show you go to, we got international listeners. So today on the phone that just spoke with you, actually, I have two callers. At the top, I have Long Island, New York. You know what I'm saying? This is a young lady. Her name is Professor E.D.
She's very smart.
And then at the bottom, we have a brother named Mr. Mike Henderson. He has another show here on BTR. And
this
he's from
a blessing.
Yeah, he's from Dallas, Texas. Now, that's just on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is we have other people actually listening in. We have my brother Goofy Bone. He's from San Jose, California. He's actually in what they call a chat room. He's on the side, so he's not actually on the phone, but they can hear us. I also have my brother Bruce. He's same area, California. And then I have Miss Black. Well, excuse me, Miss Black. She's from Iraq. She's actually stationed down in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's down there, you know, serving our country, but she's a faithful listener of the show. So these are all the people that, you know what I'm saying, and it's a lot more, actually, a lot more people down at the bottom that are participating. So I'm just saying it's not just, you know, the local people that you actually might be hearing on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We international right now. So everything that you're saying is being recorded. I mean, so you can actually run the show back. You know, if you want to save this show, just ask me so I can chop out everything that we were saying earlier.
Shoot, it's
and,
okay. It's okay.
Yeah,
God
I can
bless.
give you this part. Oh yeah, uh-huh. The Lord bless me every day that I get on this show and
yes,
ain't able
he does.
To do what I do. So you already know. Ms. Brown, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I've been to Germany for 15 years. I speak German. I sing for the soldiers. I'm from St. Louis. I've been here 3 months now. And I cut two albums, one with a Muslim for Arabic, Hebrew, Hindu, Buddha, and Egyptian. I speak in tongues, sing in tongues, gift from the Almighty. And I'm here now. I think this is a better place for me to cut some more albums
mm-hmm.
or some more CDs. I've been through lots of music in Europe. I was over there in the late 90s for 2 years, and I cut my second album. It was called Abba, the Father. I sing jazz and gospel. I'm versatile. I like to sing. That's my love, to sing and penetrate the music. I like to penetrate the soul.
Oh, okay.
So that's about all of me. I'm 63 years old, and you wouldn't believe it.
63 years young.
Yeah, everybody
years
says,
young.
One guy says, you're lying, ma'am. You're not 63. I don't believe you. But, you know, I'm like Earth, Wind, and Fire. He said, stay young and hard, and you never grow old.
Yeah, yeah, that's definite. Well, okay, a little bit of that. Now, I want to get a little bit of your testimony, because we have, well, I know everybody on this program is under 63.
Mm-hmm. I know, you young
so,
people.
So, you know, I know, and, you know, not to put Mr. Mike out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mike is probably, you know what I'm saying, Mike, you at least over 35. Look at him, he trying to stay young now. I'm young, dog. He over 35. I'm gonna put it out there. He over 35. I'm gonna tell you exactly. I'm 31, so I know you're older than me.
Y'all just babies, aren't you?
Yeah. So what? And I say that to say that, you know what I'm saying, we all can benefit from something that you know what I'm saying, from a testimony.
Of course.
And I kind of briefly touched on, just to give them a kind of eye-opener about the blood clot situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that seems like the most serious thing I ever heard.
Yeah, I'm a miracle. I am a miracle. 6 months ago, I woke up with it, off-balance equilibrium. And I lived in a building in St. Louis with Russians and Jews, which were very kind to me. And we communicated very well, and I happened to be getting on the elevator because I had no way to get to the hospital. And my equilibrium was off, and the clot had passed. So by the time I got to the hospital, a cab took me one of the guys that lived there drove a cab, a Russian, took me to the emergency room, and the doctors jumped, and they put me on the machines, and the machines went dead. And so they said, Miss Brown, you, how do you feel, you know? And I said, I feel fine. I was talking, and by that time, the clot had passed on through. It went down in the center of my brain, and my brain didn't collapse, but it separated itself. And thank God I didn't feel anything, you know. So when I got there, they said, they waited and they watched. They said, Miss Brown, you are a miracle. You have broke the medical records. You're supposed to be dead. Nobody survives through that. Well, I told him it was a Dr. Jesus up there. Mm. And he ain't ready for me to go no way. I'm ready to sing. So I got to talking to the doctors that kept me 2 weeks, and they put me in a scope room to watch me 24 hours to see if another one would come. And they said it was big as a golf ball. It was pretty big. That's why they don't understand what was I doing alive, and the brain separated itself. And they don't know what that caused, what it come from, or where it come from, or how it started, but I had been having equilibrium off balances, and I thought it was maybe because I might be a diabetic, you know, or whatever. But I'm a miracle. I'm a miracle. Now I thank God every moment. God has given me a chance to. I'm a survival. He's given me a chance to perform. He wants me to sing these chants that He's given me. He gave them to me. He taught me how. So He wants me to sing them to the nations. And I'm here in Florida to be a blessing to Florida. That's one of my testimonies.
That's what's up. Well, can we get a little brief acapella? Like I say, now I did have a track loaded up, and I just end up just, you know, playing it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, that's how the devil be trying to, you know.
Yeah, Satan a lie in the name of Jesus. He's a liar.
Yeah, he be trying
he
to. Trying
he
to,
don't want. He don't want nobody to hear me. He mad. See.
Yeah,
he mad because I got on the air.
You're going to touch somebody.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Somebody out there. I guarantee you're going to touch somebody. I touch somebody each and every day, regardless if I get on here and I let my mind just run free. Somebody out there loves me for me.
That's right.
And that's why all these folks that you hear on the line are constant listeners, and I'm constant listeners of their show. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah, I love and support what they do. And this is, you know, we all doing this for free. Don't get it wrong. We're not
praise
getting paid. We don't get paid
bless
for this.
God.
You know.
What is the name of your radio station?
It's online. This is the online radio station.
Oh,
I mean,
it's online.
Yeah, meaning you can't turn on FM or AM.
Universal.
Yeah, not right now. Yeah, I prefer it that way because
I do too.
I haven't listened to a radio station that can tell me they got an Iraq listener listening in.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard a radio station that say they got New Zealand listening in. I haven't heard a radio station say they got Jamaica listening in.
Uh-huh.
Nor Hawaii. So to me, there's not an FM or AM station that can touch what we do here on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. That's a blessing.
There's not
this
a radio
is a blessing
station
that we
there.
Met, cause I want to sing to the nations and look at it. Look what God bless.
Well, you sing. I got to correct you on that. We is not nationwide. We are we are interplanetary.
Oh, praise God!
You will be singing to the planets right now, cause you know they done these old crazy fools trying to fly cats off to the moon. And fly them all off to these other planets. So I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, the only way they can get broadcast is through them satellites up
uh-huh.
there. So the
that's
only
right.
way you getting this broadcast is through a satellite. This is what I'm
oh,
saying. We interplanetary.
On satellite.
It's all about your thinking. It's all about your thinking. Yeah.
Blessing from God.
Yeah.
Now, what you want me to say?
Yeah, I want you to lay something down for us. You know, heal us. I want you
okay.
to give some spiritual healing real quick.
Israel, Israel. In the Holy Land, Hallelujah. Basandoro mandoro kwela be, Abba, 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 Abba. Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. Israel, in the Holy Land, la 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 la, my He. La 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 la. Banduro o mi abba. Borishandara sandara 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 sanda. Elijah Mohammed. Elijah. Kumaya kumaya. Kenya kumaya. Banduru kumbara sandara barasan. Oh, Rashan Darabarasan, Eli Barukumbaraba, Bindurikinda Barasanda.
Miss Brown, let me tell you something what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil is 400 lives.
Uh-huh.
While you sitting up there singing, do you know that this, I mean, and I, when I say it ain't never happened, I mean absolutely never happened on this show since February 25th, since my first show.
Mm-hmm.
All my callers got dropped. The show was just cut off for like less about a minute and a half. I mean, absolutely cut off. The show was just absolutely cut off. I don't know what just happened. And then if you know what I'm saying, if I would have had my mic unmuted, you mm-hmm. would have heard like when it just cut back on, and it
what?
Just blasted out. I mean, loud as it could be.
Really?
I mean,
what, did they hear me?
Yeah. Now, New York. I got a professor on the phone. Did you hear her?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's professor. Oh,
what,
New York.
Okay, no. Let me.
I'm
me,
not a
let
professor.
Me, she called. This is Alicia D. Her name is Alicia D.
Alicia
She's
D.
out of Long Island, New York. And
oh,
when,
really?
When, yeah. She called my show the other day for the first time, and I don't know. Out of nowhere, she kicked the freestyle for me.
Uh-huh.
So she earned the name Professor E.D. Professor
oh.
E.D. meaning that she's the educator of freestyle.
Very important. Very special.
Yeah. So that's why I renamed her the name. We trying to get her trained up, though. You know, she did it. So she has the anointment for it. She hasn't realized her true craft yet.
Yeah, she don't know yet. She will.
Yeah,
she will.
Yeah, she going to mess around with me. She will. She's going to be the next hottest female, you know what I'm saying, coming out of NY.
Uh-huh.
But you have to stick to your faith. You have to stick to what, you know what I'm saying? When you first tell yourself this, when you get that first thought that this is something I could possibly do, you have to run with that.
That's right.
You have to run with that because that's your calling. That's what it's called, a calling. You are
yeah,
being
you have
called
to, hear,
to that.
Hear, you have to focus on that calling like you do focus on God. You focus on God and He'll direct you how to use your gift. And where to use your gift.
Yeah.
See, it's not by chance that we was connected here. See, we was connected for a reason. To hear that. And to inspire and console the spirit of man.
Right. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely real. Mr. Brown, I thank you so much. You
God bless you, sweetheart.
You bring the true meaning to what my show is all about. I mean,
yeah, that's
I get
what
on
it's
here.
About. It's real.
Yeah,
it's
I get on here and I clown and I say a lot of reading between the line kind of stuff. And everything I say is real. I mean, and I just say it in a laughing manner so nobody won't get offended.
Yeah, that's right.
But
that's where you have to be. You have to speak to the nations in love. Speak to them in love, and they will respect and enjoy and want to call you back. Now, you give them my telephone. Give all of them my telephone number.
Yeah, that's well. You can shout it out. Matter of fact, you shout it out, because I'm finna put it in the chat room for you. For all those people who are not actually on the phone, we have people what they call it in the chat room.
Okay.
So these are people on the side that are actually typing little different messages and stuff to each other.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a relate your number for you.
Okay.
Miss Barbara Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can be reached at area code 813.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead and tell you the rest of your number.
983-8101.
That's 983-8101.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tampa, Florida, 33617. Meridian Apartments. That's what I live in, the complex. And I'm 8501 North 50th, apartment 301.
North 50th Street.
Mm-hmm. And I'm selling CDs.
That's real. Now, hold on. How do you make your living?
I get Social Security and disability. I got a little problem with my liver, just a little bit.
Okay.
But they give me check, and they don't want me to work. The only thing I do, I get my check. And I sell my CDs on the side.
You see what I'm saying? But is that what's making good money for you though? Selling
sure
CDs.
Sure it is. $20 a CD. And you know I have no problem. Every now and then they say, "What? That's too much money. I'll give you 15." You know I get it like that. Sometimes when I'm really broke and don't have no money, if they say 10, I'll say okay, but 90% of the time, $20.
Yeah, $20 a CD. She sells her $20 a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Miss Brown.
Uh-huh.
I got a young artist sitting here with me. His brother's name is Hurt. He got some dynamic music. Music. But we ran into a brother in the city that we was in. And now we've been hitting the street trying to just, you know, really just smash the industry with music. So we selling
mm-hmm.
them the singles for a dollar a pop.
Oh, look at you. Look at me.
But now at the same time, a guy that approached us, he was like, "Man, please, you selling yourself short."
They're gifted. The gifted artists should sell their CDs for $15
and $20. That's showing that would, you should see that. If a person is willing to pay that, one, you already know that person's definitely going to listen to the music.
Yeah, and you know what, David, you can't just tell that artist, don't just sell it to them. Hey, I want you to buy my CD or you want to buy. Talk to them about God. That invites them. Oh, you sing? Really? Just cut my album. And I'll be ministering the word of God at the same time. And they say, okay, I'll buy a CD.
Man.
See?
Yeah, in our own way. I mean, now he got a kind of provocatively titled song.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, his entertainment company is Thug ENT. And that stands for the highest under God.
ENT.
And Thug Entertainment, and it's the highest under God. So that's how he carries himself.
God.
He carries himself in that light, you know.
We
regardless of the messages that we might speak on different little CDs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know the true anointment out of it. Yeah.
Yes, message on there.
Yeah. What was your zip code again?
336-17.
Okay, yeah, I just typed that. 8501 North 50th Street.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's Tampa, Florida, 33617. You have an apartment number?
Apartment 301.
Okay, apartment 301.
So if you want a CD, just mail your money and I'll mail it back to you.
That's real. That's real, man.
Uh-huh.
That is real, man.
It's been a blessing.
All
this
right.
has been a blessed day for me.
Okay.
And God bless everybody that heard me. And
all
to
right.
me, profess blessing. Blessing.
Oh, tonight.
Thank you.
We'll see something.
Maybe I can come or some, you might meet some producer that might, I'll send those CDs to you and you can play them. And who knows, a producer may hear that. And that may be just the thing that they're looking for, chant.
Yeah. That's what's
up. See, chanting is not popular in America. It's here, but it's not popular. But the Middle East and the foreigners, they understand that's a language to God.
That's the thing. See, that's even when you go to church, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not brung up on speaking in tongues. So when a person starts speaking in tongues,
and you don't have a
translator, but you're supposed to have a translator there for that.
Well, you know, it can be interpreted what I'm saying.
Right. Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, or interpreter. And we don't have that to really relay that message. Mm-hmm. So that's why you get everybody in the church, you know what I'm saying, looking like, what are they doing? What are they talking about? But at the same time, that anointment is for each individual person.
That's right.
You know, everybody is not promised to that gift. So you shouldn't go looking for that gift. And if it hits you, then you know that gift was for you.
That's right.
You know, and that's definitely what it's about. So, Miss Brown, I thank you very much.
Okay, sweetheart.
For coming on the show and giving us your blessings and giving us your words of prayer, you know, and your words of enchantment. And that was a lovely song. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play. Have you heard Seal's song? The Change Is Gonna Come.
Yeah.
That thing bad, ain't it?
Ain't that bad?
That's gonna sell.
The ear is going to want to hear that.
Yeah.
Once the ear hear that, they're going to go buy it.
Yeah. He's an answer. I got that on my little show page. When you click on my show page and you look at a couple of pictures, you know, the song is actually playing. So
he got a message for the people.
Yeah, he do. He definitely does.
That's what the singing is about, a message for our people, to free them, to let them know that they are a gifted nation. They were gifted in the womb of their mother. God equipped them with everything they needed, so they ain't got no business lacking and not having, because that's not of God.
Right.
That's the devil.
Correct. That's correct. Totally correct. That's totally correct. And with that being said, Miss E.D.
Yes.
You got all your information. Did you get it out the chat room?
Yes, I did.
You got the address? All right. That's what time it is. I'm going to put on blast. Miss E.D. says she almost cried. She was very inspired by your words.
You know what? That was not my flesh singing. That was the Holy Spirit. That's who taught me how to sing in tongues. The Holy Spirit. I didn't go to school for that. It was taught to me 10 years ago. And they used to lock me up and put me in jail for singing that in St. Louis.
Wow.
But here it's different. The police love to hear me sing, you know.
It's a fear of understanding, you know.
Yeah, threat to them.
You fear what you don't understand.
That's right. That's right.
Instead of trying to and get some understanding and discernment, they just want to,
David, tell her, I'm so glad you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And you just wait till you hear the CD.
Yeah, it's on the pop.
It was cut in a Jewish synagogue.
Now, and everybody out there, y'all keep hearing us say my government. Yes, my name is David. You can call me King David.
King David.
If you ever meet me in the
you
street.
You a king, Dave. You are. Our men are kings.
And our
women are queens.
Yeah. And our children are princes and princes.
That's right. Princesses and prince.
That's all young youth. You need to consider yourself. Don't never sell yourself short. You are royalty.
That's right.
You're royalty. So.
That's right. That mentality they got you thinking here in America, the low class mentality, slavery mentality, I was telling David.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong. Our black man is down. He feels down
because
things don't go his way. But he has to look up and know that he's sent by God. Matter of fact, he's a gifted nation. We were first here, and we are a gifted nation. You know, by God, and he want us to use our talents and our gifts to edify him. See, the rappers, they get up there and they forget about God. They get rich and they forget about their own kind, you know.
They get watched.
Yeah, so God has to.
Understand, they don't get rich. They get watched.
Yeah, they do.
That's the only thing. If that big eye that's on that dollar, everybody, that means you are being watched.
You're being watched.
That's all that's for. When you ain't got no cash on you, they don't know what you're doing. When you're not spending money, they don't know what you're doing.
That's right.
As soon as you start spending money, they know everything about you. I can write a book off of just how you spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
I can write a book about you because it's called habits.
That's
you spend
right.
your money on this, you spend your money on that, therefore that forms a habit. And you don't just spend it on little things here and there. When you get money, you spend it on big things, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying, that are noticeable.
That's right. And you're really supposed to think big.
Yeah.
God wants you to think big like him. Abraham wasn't poor. His servants wasn't poor. Jesus wasn't poor. He was gifted. He was a gifted carpenter. You know, so we are a gifted nation, and we just don't know who we are, like Farrakhan say. What are we doing over there fighting the white man's war? And I'm not speaking on prejudices, because we are to love everyone. But we are a people who have been enslaved for 400 years, and we woke up, and we don't. Many of us are walking in the valley. We sleep. We don't know who we are.
Yeah.
We don't know we're a gifted nation. So we have to uplift the young generation, because they're our future. You see, the young people is our you our future. And a senior citizen like me, a pioneer, we on a call. We on a journey. We got a destination.
That's what I'm trying to break the barrier, though, because it has nothing to do with color. You know,
that's right.
It's all about us as a people.
That's
and if
right.
We can all come together as a people. You can't survive without me, and I can't survive without you.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and that's just the whole bottom line of. So your generation is reaching out to my generation, and I'm reaching out to professor's generation. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Right.
And just
that's
trying
right.
to get influence, you know, between the generations.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, Ms. Brown, once
okay,
again, I do thank you. We're going to get
right.
into the seal. Change is going to come. Please, Professor, say goodbye to Ms. Brown. Not
Don't
forever.
Say goodbye. Don't say goodbye.
Well,
say, I'll see you soon.
I'll see you
I
soon.
See
I like
you
that.
Too.
I like
and
that.
When
I
you
like
come
that.
Through here, you just call me. You stay in my little old penthouse, my little one-bedroom apartment. Bless
it's
God.
It's a penthouse. You said it right. It's a penthouse.
I said penthouse. Speaking in
That's right.
Speaking
That's
in
right.
the future in advance.
That's
too.
Right, now. That's real. Right here live, this is Blog Talk Radio. DJ Smells So Good, man. Y'all already know how I do. Keeping it real, keeping it true. Heaven,
you're hungry, heaven, David.
All the way through. Yes, ma'am. You already know me, but I'm hungry for something else. I'm just hungry for knowledge.
Yeah, you want your spiritual man want to be fed.
That's it. That's
mm-hmm.
it. Y'all can survive solely off of that.
Yeah, you'll be fed.
Oh, yeah, you already know.
So you can grow, and you know
that's
where to go,
way.
What to do. Yes, right. See, you're a leader. Y'all are leaders. You are leaders, young people. You're leading you're prophets and ministers, and you're leading the people because you're called by the heavens. And the ancestrals are speaking to you. They want to help you. Go on. You know, stumbling blocks get in the way, but that's minor. You know, okay. Don't get me started.
Oh no! And matter of fact, you know, I do my gospel show on Sundays, three to five. Yeah, I do a three to five. I do gospel. I do just gospel. Period. Whether it's
gospel
rap, anything. Yeah.
I got to remember your station because see, my son gonna come later on this evening. He gonna ask mom what station was you on. I'm gonna say, baby, I don't know.
just have him give me a call, and I'll give him all the info.
Okay,
no
Dave.
Yes,
okay,
no
I got your number.
Uh-huh, yeah, you definitely do. Hold on to it and just share it. And
I put it in my Quran.
Right, that's the best place for it.
Uh-huh.
Reading it from the back to the front.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
that's how life is.
Hallelujah.
Life is from the back. Not from the front to the back. If anybody, a brother tried to correct me on that. Yeah, I read the Quran. I said, well, how did you read it? I read it like you're supposed to, from the front to the back. I said, you didn't read
now,
the Quran.
He didn't read the Quran.
If anybody about
back
it,
to the
you
front.
Have to read, you turn the Quran over.
That's
the
Arabic.
The Quran is written backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not backwards. It's just, that's the way we are as people. We are backwards people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's actually written correctly.
That's right, 90 seconds, she just said.
Yeah, 90 seconds. So we going to get into this here. Change is going to come, y'all. Keep your head up. This is Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everybody. Much love.
I love you.
That's real. I love all y'all, man. Thank y'all.
God bless you now. May you prosper.
Just like that river I've been running.
Should I?
Ever since. It's been a long, long time coming. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. So now I go. And I say, brother, help me please. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knee. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gonna come. I said I know. Change.